Hi, this is Zach. Welcome to the Coleraine Connection.
The official
behind the scenes
inside scoop
down Gilead Lane
Funcast.
And now, your hosts, Lori Twitchell and Steve O'Dell.
Yes, here we are again from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Steve.
And I'm Lori, not from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Lori from San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, so you are still in the same place.
We are.
You know, Lori is just she's such a world-traveled person.
You never know where I am.
You never know where you'll find
or
her.
Or where I'm coming from. Steve finds that out when we talk. You never know where Lori's going to come from.
Yeah, where she's been and what she's been up to. Yeah. I'm pretty much, I always just kind of doing the same boring thing all the time, but.
That's okay, Steve. We still love you.
The same boring thing is a very exciting thing.
It is, and today it's extra super duper exciting because we've got an oversized podcast.
Yeah, we are at the end of season 9. This is the first full season with a companion piece like the
Woo-hoo!
Coleraine Connection.
Which has been very fun.
Yeah, so we've got to kind of, you know, like, we've got to raise the roof a little bit.
There you go. Everybody happy? Everybody got your hands up? Woohoo, it's a party. And everybody right now at CBH Ministries is wondering why Steve's walking around in a glass room cheering and shouting and got his hands up in the air.
That's right. I'm kind of like a zoo attraction. I'm in a big glass room. Everybody walks by me and yeah.
They spend their lunch hour not feeding the Steve.
Yes. Just watch the behavior of the trained monkey.
There we go. And see, this is where this podcast is going to go. You guys want it oversized? You're going to get it all.
Supersize.
Yes. And we are
delivering fast food here, people.
We're delivering fast talk. There you go.
Yeah, I don't know how fast. But yeah, season 9 of Down Gilead Lane has come and gone. Can you believe it?
I can't. And you were saying a lot of people have been mentioning how quickly that this season passed for them. I think it's because we didn't interrupt it.
Right. Yes. I think that was a pretty big element there. The fact that we were able to run episodes 1 through 12 continuously made it kind of fly by.
It did. And, you know, time always flies when you're having fun. And we had
a lot
of fun this season, too. We had a lot of things that we covered, didn't
yep,
we?
Yep. Quite a few ups and downs, as it were.
Yeah. You know, where did we start this season? Let's look at how far we've come.
Yeah, we started with a lot of things up in the air.
Yeah, there were questions flying on the message boards. The internet connections were just burning up. Everybody wanted to know. The couple of big questions were, what about Justin?
Yep.
Is Hope coming back?
Right.
And how's Mary?
Right, yeah. So Memories and Milestones, episode 1.
Yep.
We kind of tackled all those things all at once.
Yeah.
We picked up pretty much right where we left off at the end of the Easter special as far as Hope is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And said, yes, she is a permanent fixture now. She is
That's right.
a part of the family in a sense. Although, you know, as of 9/12, we still haven't, you know, made her adoption official. But it's pretty much, you know, been decided by the family for the most part that she's going to be a permanent member of the family.
Unless something untoward should happen. Which you
untoward.
Never know.
Untoward. I've never known how to say that word.
Untoward.
Okay.
So, yeah, and Hope was a really fun part of this season. We had Miss Rudder Standings and School Grays and the story of Grace and Hope. So
Yep.
It was a lot of things with Hope, but we also had The Heart of the Treasure where we introduced the cutie girls.
Oh, yes, the cutie girls.
Uh-huh.
A love-hate relationship, I think.
Some
people
so.
Love them, some people hate them.
And, you know, Mike entered the theater this season.
the world of theater. He
yes.
tried to write a play back in season 8. That didn't mm-hmm. go so well.
But I think he liked being on stage. We may yes. just see Mike in a musical episode of Down Gilead Lane sometime.
Yep. Was that season 8 or was that season 7 that he
you know,
tried to write a play?
Steve got very quiet because I'm the one who's been pushing for a musical episode. So.
Oh, right.
We'll
yeah.
just see what happens with that. But we also learned a little bit about Grace and Hope and their relationship. Actually, Grace in The Locked Door.
Yes. Well, The Locked Door kind of... Actually, it was a story of Grace and Hope that mm-hmm. introduced this idea that maybe there's something more to Grace's past that we didn't quite know about and that she hasn't, like, totally dealt with. So that was kind of cool. And again, like we've seen, you know, redemption and healing coming from the most unlikely source in the Easter special, you know, from Hope to Mary. Mm-hmm. We kind of see that happening a little bit, playing out in the life of Grace, this little girl who has no pretense, mm-hmm. you know, doesn't have any agenda. Right. She's just coming and being real. She is able to kind of cut through some of the, you know, walls and the defenses that, that Grace had, had put up there.
Uh-huh. And I think that does happen in real life. God brings us healing and support from the most unlikely places.
Right. Yep. And you see it all the time in in literature and storytelling. And so we kind of wanted to play on that a little bit with the Hope character. Obviously, Hope has got her own issues and healing that that she needs to address too. But in the meantime, she's kind of bringing it.
Which is really, really cool. It's an awesome... We talked a lot about naming her Hope, and I think that's coming out to play there. And we also played a little bit with Shades of Chartreuse and the Showdown.
Yes, a couple of different storytelling devices. We wanted to be able to shake things up a little bit as far as just, you know, the standard Gilead storytelling device. It's always been pretty straightforward, linear narrative.
Yep.
Boy, big words, eh?
Yeah.
but with those two episodes, Shades of Chartreuse was the first one that was written by you, Lori. Tell us kind of the thought process that went into putting that one together.
Well, we had a lot of fun. I think we mentioned this in the last podcast. Steve and I are both kind of sci-fi geeks.
Yeah.
And we thought about just telling the story out of order, which, you know, the reality is that sometimes you talk to a person and you get the story out of order. I mean, I know that with my kids, they come to me and they're saying, this and this and this happened at school.
And you're like, back up, back up.
Yeah, back up. Give me a little bit more. And so we thought it would be neat to actually do that. And I, for one, really had a great time writing it. Of course, I had to count a lot to make sure we had all the scenes and make sure we got everything so that it did all add up right in the end.
Yes.
But it was a lot of fun doing that. And you need to listen to the episode a couple of times to catch everything.
Which is... just fun.
I think it's great. And the Showdown, Milkshake Saloons. Never thought you'd hear about that on Gilead.
Wasn't it the Chocolate Milk Saloon?
Oh yeah, maybe it was. Yeah. Something good.
Right. Saloon. The yummy something kind of drink saloon. Yeah.
Sure.
But that one written by John Fornoff, another interesting storytelling device, just kind of like using the connection of old-time radio with a character's imagination.
Which we love. Like, we love
where could we go if we did that? Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, in a very important lesson that we wanted to tell there as well.
Oh, yeah. That was fantastic.
Yeah. So there are, I think chances are pretty high that we'll be returning to radio station WWW and having some other kind of genre adventure with Tim or whoever. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know. And you never know who's at the door when someone says knock, knock.
Except unless you are looking at a joke book.
Well, that's
then you
true.
Say who's there and then you get the funny name and all that good stuff.
That's right. But everybody in the audience, when they listen to this program, everybody was saying, who's there? Who bought the house?
Because everybody wanted to know who might move into Mr. Key's old house.
Right. And that, you know, that was a big question too, because Mr. Key's passed away last season.
Yep. Kind of open-ended storyline there.
We didn't really address that a lot. We just kind of put the house up for sale. And, you know, sometimes it does take a while to sell a house. It takes a very special person to move into Coleraine. And so who's moving into his house and what's going to happen there? We discovered that at the end of the season, didn't we?
Yes, we did, and we will get there. But we still have to talk about episode 11 first.
Oh,
and that
that's
was kind
right.
of like our little sleight of hand. That was our bait and switch, I guess you could say.
Yeah, because everybody thought for sure that episode 11 was going to address that who bought the house.
Yeah, and we decided to sort of take a little left turn there and follow a different storyline, another one that had been kind of opened at the end of season 8 that we wanted to return to. But we took our time getting there because, you know, sometimes we just kind of like making the audience wait for
it. You know, it's kind of like life. You don't necessarily find out the very next day what Monica Richter is up to. And we still aren't quite sure what Monica's up to, but we know she's up to something.
That's true. And really, the ultimate point of that episode was another great one. Think about praying for the person who is the source of your tension and stress in your life, as opposed to praying for yourself or praying for the situation.
Dealing with them kind of thing.
Right.
So.
And it takes, you know, sometimes if we really want to love a person well, it takes, you know, humbling ourselves and praying for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that changes our heart.
That is humbling. It makes you look at a person in a completely different light. And, you know, I don't know that I realized until this episode how beloved the Richter family really was.
That's true. Yep.
I mean, a lot of people were commenting on they just really, really enjoyed that little slice of life episode out of Tom. And, you know, Caleb was back for that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Just kind of seeing what life really is like in the Richter house.
Yep. But it did also open up some more questions.
It did. What's Monica doing?
Right. What's going on there?
You know, what could possibly be the next thing? And we have no idea. Well, we have an idea, but you guys have no idea yet. And
yes, right.
We'll address that at some
point. We're open to any kind of speculation you might want
to
do.
Sure. Feel free to speculate. You know, that's what the message boards are for. Go to the message boards and tell us what you think Monica's up to and what's going to happen. And, you know, Steve, what happened at the end of season 9?
Yeah, so we come into episode 12, and we return to the Who's Moving Into Mr. Key's House storyline, and found out that it was Mr. Mincer, kind of the mysterious character who Hope initially befriended in episode 10, who actually bought the house and is going to be moving in, or at least that's what it looked like.
Yeah, that's what everybody thought.
And so Tim had to sort of deal with, you know, just his feelings of letting go of his memories and the idea of Mr. Key living in that house and taking care of the memory garden.
That was really hard anyway. I mean, his loss was very hard on Tim. Right.
And so it was just like, you know, just getting deeper into that. You know, it's one thing to let go of the person, Mr. Key, but then also the idea of, you know, the house and just the other kind of memories connected to Mr. Key. So that was really good. But then we had a huge surprise cliffhanger that we ended the season with. And we have the man who actually constructed that scene in the room with me. Let's get Captain Callop here to
Woo-hoo,
the mic and have him talk about what it was like to put that together and the feedback that we've gotten since then.
Hey, Cal, how you doing?
Good. What else can I say? But, yeah, that was an interesting turn on the story, wasn't it?
It was. We kind of knocked the rug out from pulled the rug out from under people.
Mm-hmm, we did indeed. I have to admit that when I was doing the post production on that episode, that was the end scene is the one that I did first.
Oh, really?
Because I really wanted to. I don't know. If we're going to go on a cliffhanger, I want to make sure that the cliff is like Mount Everest. So I wanted to like build it up. So it was we were very careful to properly make sure that Mr. Key's house did indeed get flattened. Totally.
So. Lying in rubbles and dust and ash.
Yep. Even took the time to think about, let's see, if a bulldozer was going through your house, what would you hear first?
Would you hear glass
tinkling? Would you hear then walls collapsing? Yeah, I went to that detail just to, you know, make sure that we got our money's worth out of that scene. So,
well, that's fantastic. Well, it worked. The kids were all completely flipped out by it. They really, really, and Steve and I have gotten a lot of comments of how could you possibly end an episode there? You know,
why do we do that? Because it's so delicious to do that.
It is. And man, I'm telling you, and Cal and I, just so everybody out there in the audience knows, Cal and I are working on Steve for a musical episode of Gilead.
Ooh, yes. I'll play the tuba for it.
There you go. That's fantastic.
You're not talking about the musical, are you?
Yes, we are talking about the musical.
See, Steve goes into a little tiny shade of panic every time that I mention a musical episode.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm totally with you. That's cool.
See, it was dangerous for him to let the two of us talk.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that's really cool. It was good that you stopped by, Cal, and surprised
everybody.
I think that's fantastic.
It was great to talk to you, and I will pass the mic back over to Steve.
All right. Thanks, Cal.
Thank you, Cal. Hey, that was totally unplanned. That's what podcasts are all about. Just podcasts are all about being impromptu and just jumping into the moment.
Everybody was surprised by that. So everything in there was totally off the cuff. That wasn't in any of our notes.
Right. And I missed some of what you were saying about tuba music. What?
Yeah, something like that. Cal and I have a little surprise for you. You shouldn't have let Cal and I talk to each other.
I don't think it's much of a surprise. I think you heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, there you go.
There will definitely be a Down Gilead Lane musical episode considered.
Considered?
Steve, how's that for teasing?
Very nice. Well, Cal and I are working on it, folks. If you'd like a musical episode of Down Gilead Lane, feel free to write to Steve.
Oh, great.
You can send him your input on that.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, that's pretty much season 9 in a nutshell. Now that we're through it, there is a special season 9 related event.
There is, which is
that's
really
being
cool.
Planned. Why don't you tell us about that, Lori?
It's very exciting. It's the season 9 awards. And for those of you who haven't been to the message boards, or if you're new to the podcast, every season we do have season 9 awards that are
good old J-Man.
Exactly. They're run by the fans. This is not a CBH thing, so we love this. And it's kind of like our Academy Awards.
Yeah.
Right. And they have categories for best actress, best actor, best scene, best lesson, and of course, best episode.
Mm-hmm.
And J-Man has started a thread for nominations.
Yeah,
right now
they're just taking the nominations
now. So you can go to the Gilead Lane message boards and you can put in your nominations for your favorite scene, actor, actress, whatever you want to put in there. And he has listed all of the episodes. And sometime soon they're going to start voting. And when they have voting, we will have minute-by-minute coverage.
That's awesome.
And it's going to be the big thing. We were talking earlier, Steve might even get a virtual tux.
A virtual tux, yeah. And then I will walk down the virtual red carpet, and my virtual chauffeur will drop me off. Yeah, yeah.
Everything virtually there.
And we may have some guest presenters like we did with the season 8 awards.
Oh yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was like just about our first or second podcast, wasn't it?
It was, and it's very exciting, and we do get very excited to see what the fans very specifically enjoyed about the season, because it's very honest, and the voting says it all. So make sure you get in now and make your nominations so your voice counts.
Sweet. All right. Well, that pretty much that puts a bow on season 9.
It does.
I'm kind of
speaking of voice,
kind of getting a little misty. I'm kind of getting a little misty, aww. Lori.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
It's so hard to say goodbye to season 9, but you know.
That's right.
I'm up to my armpits in season 10.
That's true. Ouch.
So, we'll talk a little bit more about that later, but you know, we were just talking about making your voice count, and we had some really exciting stuff this time, don't we?
Very exciting. Yes, we've been talking about the Coleraine Connection comment line, the toll-free comment line. We've been talking about that for a while now, and we all of a sudden have got a bunch of people calling us up and leaving messages like we've been hoping for.
Really
so,
cool.
And one of those people, Serena, actually submitted a male haiku. So
excellent.
To introduce our male segment today, I'm just going to let Serena take it from here. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Serena, and I'm 14 years old, and I came up with a male haiku for you guys. Here it is. The mail's pouring in from phone and message boards, too, so let's hear from you.
Nice job. That was great.
That's fantastic. Woo-hoo.
That was like the best haiku we've had. I mean, nothing against the ones you come up with. But
no, but it is. We had a couple of other submissions too this year.
That's true.
Done a couple other haikus, but
that's
that was
true.
A lot of fun. I'm glad
it was
that
just
she
great
read
to
it.
Hear. Yeah, it was great to hear it in somebody else's voice. That was really cool.
It was because you know we like that.
So let's go ahead and open up that mailbag. And Serena not only called us and left that message for us, but she also wrote us and left us this email.
Exactly.
Go ahead and read
and
that.
In honor of Serena's haiku, we're going to start with hers.
Yeah.
Serena says, Brooke is in college. When are you guys going to give her a love interest?
Ooh.
Yeah,
okay.
You hear the bum, bum, bum.
All right. Well, why don't you give us your thoughts on that, Lori?
Oh, yeah. Do you all hear the tone of Steve's voice change? Why don't you give us your thoughts on that, Lori? That would be because Steve and I have talked several times, and so have Mrs. Richie, Terry Richie, and John Fornoff and I, in a lot of our brainwashing, brainstorming, sorry, slip there. We have discussed that because Brooke is at an age where there are guys around. And
true.
She's not living in a place where there are no guys. So we have talked a little bit about that. And whether it actually happens or not remains to be seen. You know, the fans seem pretty divided on that one.
That's true. Yes, it's a hot button.
It is. There's a very definite divide of yes or no. There doesn't seem to be middle ground.
Right. And we want to, you know, we want to be sensitive. We want to think about, you know, the target age we're shooting for in our audience and just reality in those people's lives. And then also we want to be true to the characters and the story and just balance all those thoughts.
That's right. So. And we understand that there are a lot of listeners that are of that age. And you know, we do go back and forth because we think it would be great to have Brooke held up. She's already a role model.
Yep.
And we think it would be great to show what a wonderful Christian courtship or kind of dating, whatever. I can hear Steve's heart palpitating from here, from San Antonio to Grand Rapids.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's funny because in these meetings, you may as well think that Brooke is Steve's daughter, the way that he responds. He gets that same reaction that my husband gets when we talk about our kids eventually dating. It's
right.
Like, it isn't going to happen.
Right.
So,
I'm a big brother at heart, you know. I don't have any daughters of my own, but I do have two younger sisters, so I pretty much still slip into that role whenever
he has that instant reaction of, no.
Right. Yeah.
So we will have to, it will remain to be seen whether Brooke develops a love interest or not, because that is something, as much as the fans are divided, that's pretty much as much as those brainwashing, storming meetings are divided as well.
Yep, that's true.
So that's the best answer that I can give you, Serena, either way.
Right. Okay, so. Well, next from the mailbag.
My name is Daniel. I'm calling from Red Deer, Alberta, Canada. I had my question answered in a podcast, my previous one, and I am Daniel R. on the message boards. I also wanted to say I'm praying for Uncle Charlie. As I met him a few years ago, and he's very dear to my heart, so please pass that on to him. And Lori Twitchell, praise God. I was really praying for her and hoping that she would make a recovery because we need her a lot, so please pass it on to her. Also, I'd be interested in knowing how you record. Maybe you can talk about that a little bit, if you do it through the computer, because you talk about computer problems. And wonderful job on the episode. The director for life was great, and maybe you can drop some spoilers on the climatic finale, which is coming up this week, so. Look forward to hearing the podcast tomorrow. You guys always do a great job. So talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you very much, Daniel. Calling from Canada, by the way.
Oh, yeah, nice. Daniel. Very exciting
and,
to hear from you.
And, you know, we have, you know, been trying to keep Charlie up to date on any, you know, supportive kind of comments like that we get and forward them to him. He's doing well. We'll update you on Uncle Charlie in our news segment that we're going to be doing a little bit later on. But Lori, how are you doing since we're talking about your health?
I am doing better. We've really had, we sat down and figured it out yesterday, and it's been about 6 weeks since everybody's been healthy in our house. At some point in the last 6 weeks, we've had some member of the family who's been sick, and still even now, my five-year-old is having really bad ear issues. But we are looking forward to the healing, and when we come out of this, we're going to have a great witness and testimony over the time that we went through in the hospital.
And the way that you guys have gone through this, I think, has really been an awesome testimony, too. So just be encouraged about that. I just want to say, you know, to you and our audience, I have been watching Lori as she's been going through this with her family, and she, you know, she has stayed the course. Her faith has been evident and clear through this. So,
well, and I think in times like this, people that don't have a relationship with God or they don't know God, I can't even fathom that, because I have to stop in my day if it's really bad and it's really tough and say, God is here.
Yep.
You know, God was in the hospital with my daughter when I couldn't be because I had just gotten out of the hospital.
Right, right.
You know, and I wasn't allowed to be there. And I just had to say, God, you love her more than I do.
Yeah.
Which is even hard as a parent to understand. And you just have to say, God is there with them. So
yeah.
We are looking forward to health for the holidays. That's the Twitchell, the Twitchell prayer and the Twitchell phrase. And again, we appreciate all of the prayers that have been lifted up. We know that it is the body of Christ coming together and that God has been blessing that. And we appreciate you all being a part of that.
Yeah. Also, Daniel asked about the way we record the shows and the sort of like technical side of things. We record at a studio where Pro Tools is the platform that they record on. We do our editing and post-production in a program called Fairlight, which I recently kind of did a little blog update on the Coleraine Connection site. But so we have to have a little plug-in piece of software that can transfer the session from a Pro Tools session to a Fairlight session.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do all of our editing in that platform. It's a really pretty impressive piece of software that Fairlight uses. And all of our sound effects are in a digital library. We can look them up, audition them, and then plug them into the project without having to, you know, pull CDs out of a drawer and actually play the CD or anything like that. So it's a pretty impressive piece of equipment. And like I also said in that blog update, there have been some problems that we've been having with it, but those problems are getting addressed, and looks like we're going to be able to upgrade some things. So that's an answer to prayer.
Upgrades for Christmas.
There you go. All right. One more from the voicemail.
Woohoo.
Hi, my name's Riley, and I'm 21, and I live in Nashville, Tennessee. I am a blind student, and I just wanted to say thank you for having the character of Grace on the show. I was, I guess, 16 or 17 when I started listening to Down Gilly Lane. I thought it was really neat that she has a guide dog and that she's a functional blind person, and that you show that she can cook and do all those things, because a lot of people think that blind people can't do that because they can't see. And I just wanted to say, though, one quick comment. Guide dogs should never bark in harness. That's very, very bad guide dog behavior. when they're working, they should not bark. Even when they're off harness, they're encouraged not to bark, but my guide dog does. So, but that's all from Riley and my beautiful yellow lab, TJ. Have a great day. Thanks for the show.
All right. And that is very cool. We love
that
hearing
was.
Your voices.
Yes. And especially that caller, you know, just the connection she has to the show with being blind. And I just really, really appreciate hearing her perspective.
Exactly. And helping us out with a little of the realism there.
Yes. Helping the research department, I guess.
Yes. And we do appreciate that. But in reality, I think we kind of knew that about guide dogs before we were writing the episodes. But in radio, if you have a silent character, then you really don't have a character.
Right, because the voice is the character.
Yes, and we wanted to give Finn a voice.
Finn is definitely a 100% legit character of this show. It wouldn't be the same without Finn.
Right.
So we kind of have to have some indication that he's in the room whenever we are having a scene with Finn. So that's how we do it. But, man, it was great to hear from that caller. Okay, now we're going to the good old-fashioned electronic mail, I guess. Email is what they call
yes.
it, right?
That's the actual mail. And this one is from Anna Sharp. And it says, "Dear people at CBH, how can you end a season like that?" Yeah, I like to put emphasis and drama in the things.
Uh-huh.
How long will it be until we get to hear the next season? And I think that sometime you should do an episode about Blanche Kopech. And I really want to know what happens between Brooke and her roommate. And then she thanks us for all the work that we do. So,
wow.
Thank you for thanking us.
Yeah.
We appreciate
<You're welcome>.
That. And we ended a season like that because, as Cal said, it was fun. Because
yes,
we can.
Exactly. Right.
And we have talked about Blanche Kopech as well. I don't know if we'll be seeing her again or not, but we have been discussing her.
Right, the creative team have talked about her, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes on in those creative meetings.
So true. We bounce all kind of names and ideas around.
Yeah, you have no idea. But I'm one of these podcasts. You're going to probably hear some of that because during the meetings, I will say, Steve, right there is a cut for the podcast.
That's right. Yeah.
And she also really wants to know what happens between Brooke and her roommate. And I can assure you that you will be hearing more about Brooke and her roommate, possibly as soon as the upcoming season.
So we have not heard the last of Marcy and possibly Molly? Is that what you're
saying?
That's
right. That's right. Ah. We're not going to let that storyline just go away because we all felt very connected to it, and we got a lot of really great feedback on those characters. So
yes,
we are definitely not going to let those just go away.
So maybe we can do a story with them that's in order.
Exactly. Then people might understand it.
Okay, that's cool. Hey, this one is from Amanda, and basically her question is, what is Justin's middle name, and are you having any success in recasting Justin's character?
Ooh,
first
sweet.
Part of that, I will say his middle name is Thomas. Justin Thomas is his full name, and he was named after his uncle Tommy.
Who so, he went to live with.
Right. So, like we established in that part of season 8, Uncle Tommy is Justin's favorite uncle. He's got several of them because Mary has like 7 brothers or something. But anyway, that's his favorite uncle. And I think a big part of that is the fact that he always felt connected to him because he had his name. Any success in recasting Justin's character? Yes, this person must have gone to the Coleraine Connection website and seen in our news items that we were looking for people to audition for the part of Justin because we are planning on recasting the character. And I think I will make the big announcement. Yep, there's the fanfare. We did find a replacement for the character. Great actor. I won't tell you too much about him right now, but I will say you will be hearing him very soon, yay, even before season 10.
That's right. And we are looking at getting a little more in-depth with our new actor in one of our upcoming podcasts, so you can learn a little bit more about him as well.
Yep, we're planning on featuring him in an upcoming podcast. We'll have an interview, and we'll talk all about what's going on with him.
Okay, that sounds really cool. Now,
yeah.
We also had a question on the message boards in the Coloring Connection thread. This one was from Saber One, who's kind of a newbie at the message boards. So hello, Saber One. And it says, Dear All Ears, that would be
that's
you.
Me.
I have one request. Please read my question on the podcast.
Okay.
Here it is. Are you ready?
All right, let's read it.
Have we started on season 10 yet, or are you still working on it?
Okay, we read the question. What's next?
Very good. And you know what? I think that we should answer the question,
answer the question, too. Wow. Okay. That's like a bonus. Saber One didn't even ask for us to answer it.
Just read it. And we read it, and we're very happy about that. but yes, I think that we can answer that question. Am I allowed to answer that one?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. And as I kind of alluded to earlier, Season 10 is actually underway already.
Yes.
Right now.
Yep. As
and,
we speak. Or as you listen, if we're talking to the listener.
There you go. We are so far organized in this season.
Mm-hmm.
Hear Steve laughing? Sure. that we already have the first 4 episodes mapped out.
Yep.
And we're starting to write on them.
Yep. And we'll be going into the studio probably just in a matter of weeks from the time you hear this podcast to begin production. So there you go.
That's how hard we work for you.
Season 10 shouldn't have to wait too long.
We're talking about March, right?
We are talking about late March, yes. Now, that's not set in stone. Don't take that to the bank. but it's pretty. It's like thick mud, I would say.
That's our intention.
Yeah. Yes. Our plan is for the weekend after Easter. Wow. Did I just make an official announcement?
My friend, I think that you did.
Wow. Well, there you go. Heard it here first.
Yep. So that also gives you, we've had a lot of people who ask us, how far in advance do you work on these things?
Not far enough.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Not far enough. But we were working on brainstorming last week.
Yep.
And so while you guys are listening to the final episodes of Season 9, we're already on the ball for Season 10.
Yep.
And we do have a pretty definite idea of where we're going.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And what we're going to talk about.
And we may not get there in Season 10. I mean, we've, you know.
That's true. But we may.
You never know.
And we have some very good storylines that are going to be coming up. And we did listen. There's going to be a mixture of slice of life episodes mm-hmm. and some continuing story arcs.
Right.
So yep. we did listen.
The best of both worlds, I think.
I agree. I think it's fantastic. And I'm excited about a lot of things that we're looking at this season. We're gonna really take you some very interesting places.
Yes, yes. But first, yes, that's right. Before Season 10 comes your way, we've got a couple of offerings for you, a couple mm-hmm. of new episodes. And I touched on this in the Coloring Connection site and my blog. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was in the news. If you go to the Gilead News section, you'll see all about this. A Thanksgiving special. It's the first new Thanksgiving special since 2002, Lori. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
What can we expect from that episode?
I think you can expect some turkey.
Oh, yum. And maybe some stuffing?
That's what I was thinking. Some food. I'm pretty sure there's pie somewhere. And I think we might have a couple of new characters.
Yes. Interesting. Interesting character study, I think, we've got coming mm-hmm. up in this episode.
And, you know, written. If you want to talk about that, there's a thread on the message board because you revealed it on the blog. And Daniel R. was there and very excited about that.
Yes.
And posted all about that.
I can count on Daniel. When I give an update in the Coloring Connection site, that it will make its way. That information will make its way over to the message board.
So, I know, and that's fantastic. You know, yes. he checks up on that blog as often as he can, and he really keeps up with us.
Yep.
So yep. we appreciate that. So thank you, Daniel, and you can check that out. The title of that post is Much Anticipated News Revealed on the Blog. And the other thing was that there's going to be a new Christmas special this year, too.
That's right. And that one written by you. I was going to say Mr. Fornoff wrote the Thanksgiving special. You
yes.
wrote the Christmas special. What can you tell us about that one?
Well, the title of that episode is Putting the Christmas Back in Hope.
Uh-huh.
And I think you can get a little bit of an That'll idea there of what something. That's going to be like.
Yeah.
And yeah. everybody needs to tune in for that one because we had the big poll.
Oh, that's right. When you did the voting on the message boards about what kind of cookies and what kind of drink.
That's right. So you guys and I, everybody seemed a little bit upset that I didn't leave it up there.
Because they wanted to see the results.
Yeah, but you're going to have to listen to the episode and see yep. if what you voted for actually came to pass.
There you go. And that one is coming out the weekend before Christmas, so the weekend of the 22nd of December.
That is right. So we've got all that coming up. And everybody's asking, are we still looking at this week for an extended podcast? Here it is.
This is it.
Yep. You've got it. So moving on from the new Christmas special, the new Thanksgiving special, what else do we have to offer our fans, Mr. Odell?
I will tell you, we have been, you know, really working on tweaking and developing the Coloring Connection website, which we were referring to it as the blog, and mm-hmm. I think we were referring to it as the Funcast website. But the thing is, it's bigger than both of those things. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of stuff there.
It includes connections to the Funcast, and it includes blogs from you and me, but we want to really make it an interactive, behind-the-scenes Gilead community. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be calling it the Coloring Connection website from now on, even though right now the address is funcast.gileadlane.org. We may be changing that URL, but that URL will always be good.
Yes.
But just something that maybe makes it a little bit easier to get there. Another part of that is we did see the thread where people were having trouble getting to it. So we'll be putting a link, a permanent link, to the Coloring Connection website on the Gilead Lane main website, so mm-hmm. it'll be a little easier to get there, to navigate to it from there.
And what is that URL, just to put that out there? Where can they find it right now?
Right now, it is funcast.gileadlane.org. No okay. W's at the beginning, and make sure it's .org at the end.
Right, and that may be where people were having some problems. There are no W's. Most people are used to putting www.
Right, right.
Don't W.
So that is the way to get to it. And then once you're there, just keep keep checking back because, you know, obviously we're always looking to update content. Somebody wrote and asked, can I get the blog by email? And I think that we're thinking through what that might look like, because basically the Coleraine Connection is going to replace the Gilead Insider, which was our quarterly e-newsletter.
Yes.
But now you'll be able to get new content and new information on behind-the-scenes stuff more than every 3 months or 6 months or 9 months, whatever it turned out to
right.
be.
Right. I was Seems saying like that... earlier that this website kind of works hand-in-hand with the podcast. You're not going to hear everything in the podcast that will be on the website, and you're not going to get everything on the website that we put in the podcast.
Right.
But they work together. They dovetail.
It's a companion piece, as it were.
It is. And they fit nicely together. And if you want all of the scoop on everything that's happening, kind of need to visit both the website and listen to Steve and I.
Yes.
As obnoxious as that is sometimes.
And we'll try not to get too redundant. But you know, there's going to be a place where you can sign in, maybe have a guest book type thing. So we know, you know, who our diehard hardcore fans are.
Mm-hmm.
And we will also have a place maybe where you can give us a link to your Down Gilead Lane fan site, kind of like what J-Man has. I know that there are more than just J-Man out there who have created fan-oriented websites for Gilead.
And we want to feature you.
Right, exactly. So there will be links and that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, we're excited about the possibilities. Maybe at some point we'll have a page that's just about media. You know, you can go there and listen to a clip of an interview. You know,
or maybe download wallpapers, your favorite Gilead
right,
wallpapers.
Right, yeah, maybe there will be photos.
We have
from
a lot
recent...
of plans. It's mutating almost daily.
Yes. Photos from recent recording sessions, maybe a piece of video. I seem to recall our first recording session for the sort of like promotion of the podcast.
Yeah, I was there.
And you were here in Grand Rapids, and Terry Ritchie got her video camera out and videotaped us doing our thing on the microphone. Maybe
pretty sure
maybe
there was a part where she almost stuck it up our noses. Do you remember that?
Right. Yes, I do remember that. And maybe that piece of video will find its way onto the Coleraine Connection site. Who knows?
Woo-hoo.
But so you have the address to the website. Let me give you once again our comment line phone number. That number is toll-free. Although Daniel said it didn't work from Canada, so maybe you have to be in the U.S.
So if you're in Canada or if you're in New Zealand or overseas somewhere, probably isn't. But in the continental United States.
That's right. The number is 877-937-5397. Don't forget. Ooh. And get yourself on the podcast. Give us a call. Say something cool.
Live and in recording.
That's right. Just give us your first name and where you're calling from. That's all we want to know.
That's all we need.
We don't want to put anybody's full name on a podcast. Just first name, where you're calling from, and what it is that you've got to say to us. And you might just hear yourself on the podcast.
Now, Steve, this was the oversized version of the Coleraine Connection Funcast. And tell me about the holidays. What, because there's, you know, we have the Thanksgiving special and we have the Christmas special that are coming up, but are people going to be hearing from us every week during the holidays?
Yeah, we are going to be going into a little bit of a break during the holidays. And also, since we're not, you know, putting out new episodes of the show every week, you know, we won't have quite as much to talk about. But, you know, we've got to get season 10 off the ground. And so we are not going to be putting out a full, you know, podcast as regularly as we have been. But that doesn't mean there isn't a reason for you to keep checking back to your iTunes or your Feedburner or however it is that
we're
you
gonna send you
get
some
the
Christmas
podcast.
Presents.
There'll be little, yeah, there'll be little special somethings from us and from who knows who else in the podcast feed. So keep watching for that. You know, we're just going to have fun through the months of November and December.
And we want you to have fun too.
Yes, that's right. And I think I can talk about the full episode of Gilead that we will be giving to you as something we'll be putting under your virtual tree, so to speak. The episode, The Best Christmas on Record, will not be airing on the radio this year, but it will be feeding on the podcast this year. So
and we know that's a beloved favorite, and a lot of people just really enjoy that episode. So Merry Christmas and Happy Thanksgiving from CBH Ministries.
That's right. So look for that sometime in the month of December. It will be coming your way. And don't forget, if you subscribe to the Coleraine Connection, the behind-the-scenes inside scoop, Dalgie Lane Funcast. It's been a while since I've had to say that whole thing. On iTunes, you can go and like cast a vote or rate our podcast. You know,
Yeah.
You can give us a good rating and maybe write a little review of the podcast, and we can get more people to like listen and subscribe on iTunes.
And I think we'll start mentioning those on the podcast too, because we appreciate all the kudos that you guys give us. And that way, you know, if somebody doesn't know what Down Gilead Lane is and they're just sort of checking it out.
Right.
You know, they can check your reviews and
exactly.
See what you have to say about the program.
And that might help them to decide that this is a podcast that they want to listen to, too.
And we would appreciate that.
So anyway, have fun with what we send you out during the holidays and have a great Christmas season. We'll look for you again in 2008. And until then, don't forget,
every day needs a little grace.
Good job. You almost forgot, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I was waiting to see if you were going to finish it.
I was just like leaving that door open for you.
Okay.
Okay, well, Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, we left off with the bulldozer running through Mr. Key's house.
Yeah, sorry about that. I've got the destructive tendency. You got to watch that with me.
And, and over John, somebody thought he got killed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, somebody thought John got pushed in front of a bulldozer.
Oh, no. That's awful.
That's why Tim was going, no!
So let's go ahead and jump into that. Christmas special. This would be the return of Justin and Brooke.
That's cool.
Yeah.
They're going to love you, Lori.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, is that all that happens?
That's big.
Well, I can write that, but I'm not sure I can pull that out to like 25 pages.
Right. I'm just saying. We're starting at 9:30 Friday. We got to go through, we got to get through 5 shows. I'm thinking.
I think we can do that.
Okay. All right. Let's do it.
Just have to be motivated. You know, it could be the codeine talking, too.
Well, hey, maybe we can get your codeine to write the episode.